With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. U.S. Senator John Tester is rolling out a new television ad promoting his collaboration with President Donald Trump as the Montana Democrat seeks to inoculate himself against conservative critics ahead of Trump's upcoming visit to the state. The ad, scheduled to air Thursday, highlights veterans' health care legislation from Tester that was signed into law by the Republican president. Republican State Auditor Matt Rosendale has made his support for Trump a centerpiece of his campaign to unseat Tester. Trump won Montana by 20 percentage points in 2016. He targeted Tester for defeat after they clashed over Trump's Veteran Affairs nominee. When Trump last visited Montana in July, Tester took out full-page newspaper ads welcoming the president. Trump proceeded to slam Tester at a rally in Great Falls. The increasing number of tourists entering Yellowstone National Park's West Gate has prompted a study of traffic congestion in West Yellowstone, Montana. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that Northern Rocky Mountain Economic Development District in Gallatin County recently received a $50,000 federal grant for the study. Northern Rocky Executive Director Rob Gilmore says traffic trying to get into the park on its west end, which sometimes cuts the town in half, has become a, quote, serious problem, unquote. Gilmore said Northern Rocky has worked with the park and other agencies like the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management to address traffic congestion. He says the organization is trying to find solutions that will free up the traffic in town and not degrade the tourism in any way. President Donald Trump is scheduled to appear in Billings tomorrow evening at the 10,000-seat Metropark Arena. It's his second visit to Montana since July. Both visits are to support Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. His Democratic opponent, Senator John Tester, said in July and is saying now that he welcomes the president. He told the Associated Press, quote, "Anytime you get a president of the United States to come to Montana, it's certainly not a bad thing for Montana," unquote. Rosendale is saying he expects the president to push back against Tester's campaign messaging about sending bipartisan bills to the White House that Trump has signed. Rosendale told the AP, quote, "The president is going to say, John isn't working with me," unquote. A Missoula women's group formed in June is offering a $10,000 grant to Missoula nonprofits that focus on improving the lives of women and children. The grant is funded by almost 70 women who are members of the Women's Giving Circle. It's a partnership of the Missoula Community Foundation and Women's Foundation of Montana, focused on bringing women together to make charitable donations to local organizations. Nikki Robb is with the Missoula Community Foundation and is a member of the group.
A lot of us don't have the funds to make a giant donation that can really make that major impact. So when you bring everybody together and pool funds, you're able to make a much bigger impact on the community.
The group is looking to pick an organization focusing on long-term impact solutions to women and children's issues. It's accepting applications until Monday, October 1st. More information can be found at our website, mtpr.org.
With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. A federal agency is offering free testing for lead in blood and arsenic in urine for Anaconda residents next weekend. A century of copper smelting left soils in the Anaconda area contaminated with heavy metals, so researchers are asking,
are exposures to arsenic and lead at levels currently that could adversely affect people's health?
That's David Dorian of the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry speaking in July at Anaconda High School when the agency announced plans to initiate the testing. Long-term arsenic exposure in particular can lead to heightened cancer risk. ATSDR previously looked at lead and arsenic levels in Anaconda in 2007. That time, they found negative health effects to be unlikely in the long term and said remediation efforts in the area were working. But a small, peer-reviewed academic study published in late August found that between 2000 and 2015, residents around Butte and Anaconda faced nearly 20% higher death rates from cancer than did all other counties in Montana. However, the study noted remediation efforts at the Superfund sites also likely contributed to a 3-5% reduction in mortality each of those years. The Montana Standard reports the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services took issue with the way the study attained its numbers, claiming cancer rates around Anaconda and Butte are about the same as the rest of the state. Next weekend's testing will provide a snapshot of continued exposure in Anaconda. It will take place from Friday, September 14th through Sunday, September 16th at the Anaconda Community Service Center, and the ATSDR hopes to test as many as 200 community members. A link to information on the study can be found on our website, mtpr.org.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Senator John Tester says he hasn't yet decided on whether he'll vote to confirm U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
Before I make a final decision on Judge Kavanaugh, however, I will need to look at him face to face, read his body language, ask him tough questions on behalf of Montana.
Republican Matt Rosendale is making an issue of Tester's meeting with Kavanaugh after last Friday, Tester told media outlets in Billings that a scheduled meeting with the nominee had been canceled by the White House. Later Friday, Tester said he, quote, misspoke, and that his office and the White House had been working on scheduling a meeting with Kavanaugh earlier in the month, which the White House pushed back, not canceled. Tester's office provided emails from the White House to back up his correction. A White House spokesman told Lee, Montana newspapers last week that despite several attempts to schedule a visit, Tester and the White House had never agreed on a date. Rosendale is calling Tester a liar about the meeting in press releases and on Twitter. In a press call Thursday, Tester said he doesn't fault the White House for the scheduling confusion.
I'm not going to raise any red flags on that because the truth is, Kavanaugh has to meet with 100 senators, and that's a fact. And anybody he doesn't meet with, I think that's a tactical error. So I anticipate that it was there was no mischief involved here, and that he will come around and meet with me.
Judge Kavanaugh's hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee continue this week. An exact date for when the full Senate will vote on his confirmation has not yet been set. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines has met with Kavanaugh and enthusiastically endorses his confirmation. Daines says some Democrats have spread a misinformation campaign about him. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.